Hi, I'm Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day. With Christmas just 8 days away, I wanted to do something I like to do every few years, just so you can all go out and rearrange every nativity scene you encounter between now and Christmas Day. When I first made this discovery more than 20 years ago, I was very disappointed, but since have come to accept nativity scenes as a wonderful expression of Christ's first year. Note I didn't say Christ's birth. That's because, for some reason, nativity scenes throughout the ages have included a pretty significant error. If you study the only accounts of Christ's life before he turns 30 or so, you'll see what I mean. So let's look at the second chapters of Matthew and Luke and do some Bible studying. First, I note that Matthew talks about the wise men of the nativity, but Luke talks about the shepherds. Matthew doesn't mention shepherds, and Luke doesn't mention the magi. Then, Matthew 2:11 speaks of the Magi following the star of Bethlehem to the child, who they found in a house. Luke, as you know from the nativity scene, speaks of the shepherds being directed by an angel to the newborn baby in Bethlehem. No star. No house. Just a manger in a barn. Luke also mentions later about Christ being circumcised at 8 days old, according to the Jewish tradition, in verse 21. Then being taken to Jerusalem to be presented to the Lord in the temple. But Matthew follows the wise men's visit by addressing the family's flight to Egypt to escape Herod. When Herod dies, the Lord directs them back to Israel, and they settle in Nazareth. Clearly, Matthew and Luke are describing very different circumstances around Christ's first year, and that's because they cover very different times, probably as many as 6 or 7 months apart. While no one attempts to pinpoint Christ's birthday when shepherds are on the scene, the Star of Bethlehem offers a celestial clue about the timing of the Magi's visit. With today's technology, one clever fellow a few years ago went back in time and traced the positioning of the planets and stars around the time of Christ's birth, and found the only celestial event that coincides with several clues in Matthew about the star that led the Magi to Christ places them with Christ on December 25th, of 2 BC, not his birthday, but a day more than 2,000 years ago when the wise men presented Christ with gifts, of all things, including gold, frankincense, and myrrh, a tradition we still observe today by giving gifts to our loved ones on December 25th, Christmas Day. So when you look at any nativity scene you encounter today, you'll no doubt find shepherds mingled with wise men, all admiring the Christ child in a manger, in a barn. I hate to say it, but the wise men didn't get there until later, when Joseph, Mary, and Jesus had settled into a home, probably opting to stay in Bethlehem and having found a house. The gifts from the Magi probably funded their flight to Egypt, where they settled for a time to escape Herod. Oh, and please don't rearrange any nativity scenes. Trust me, you'll come to love them, even with their flaws, just as we do the members of our families. So until next time, this has been Pastor Scott Hallman, your pastor for the day, reminding you to do your best and let God do the rest. Merry Christmas.